This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. How many different types of birds do you hear? And can you identify them? This is a recording of what a bird counter hears when out in the field, gathering data on bird species and their populations. We're hearing the songs of the lazuli bunting, yellow-breasted chat, black-capped chickadee, house finch, and yellow-billed cuckoo. Recorded near the North Fork of the Gunnison River in Colorado. Diane Van Landingham owns ranch land south of La Junta with different habitat and birds than you just heard.
The land is grassland, grazing basically for cattle. It's short grass prairie land. It's kind of fragile grassland.
Bird counters from Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, now known as Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, they've gathered data on bird numbers and species on Diane's land.
We have mourning doves, mockingbirds, barn swallows, hawks, quail, barn owls, great horned owls on occasion, loggerhead shrikes, nettle larks, lark buntings, and orioles. Of course, I saw the roadrunner a few weeks ago. Kingbirds were chasing the roadrunner down the driveway the last time I saw him.
Bird Conservancy of the Rockies is always enlisting private landowners to help by allowing bird counters onto their land to count birds. Jeff Berick is a bird counter.
Most of the detecting of birds that we do is done by ear, so we're doing it orally instead of visually. We guesstimate somewhere around 80-90% of our detections are by sound.
Berick is an outreach specialist with the Bird Conservancy. He organizes technicians who go out and count birds. The counters have a GPS device to locate exact points, but otherwise it's pretty low tech. First, the technician notes the plants, grasses, and shrubs that make up the local habitat. Then the technician counts birds for 6 minutes. They record the count.
Most of the time you can keep up. You're kind of just racing and riding along as quick as possible and listening, and you get better at it as you practice. And so we spend a lot of time at our training in April and May to get really good at that.
Bird counting is done in spring and early summer. That's when males are advertising for mates and couples are defending territory and they're singing up a storm. This is work Berick loves to do.
2008 in Colorado, you know, I found a northern parula way up at 12,000 feet, which is a weird bird to find way up at 12,000 feet. You learn a ton about everything else as well. I mean, I've learned a lot about wildflowers and mushrooms and all sorts of other things in nature, insects, and it's been a great experience and a great way for me to take my love of birds and make it into something, feel like I'm part of something bigger and better.
La Junta grassland owner Diane Van Landingham talks about why bird surveys are important.
I think it's very important because it maintains the balance of the environment. As long as that kind of thing is important, it's also important to track their population. So I think it's a very useful program.
Learn more about bird surveys and their importance. Also hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for featured bird songs.